believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what in all the things that you do? It's time to let go. Just spread your wings and let be. Because it's time to be free, 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 free.
Welcome to What Is Your What Wednesday. I'm Mary Goulet. And hi, Richard.
Hello. How's it going?
Good.
Richard Otey.
Richard Otey and Wade. So Steve is on vacation, so we're going to be running the show for his What Is Your What Wednesday.
But as I understand, we will be reading from the Book of Steve today.
The Book of Steve.
Exactly.
What Is Your What?
The New York Times bestseller.
Discovered the one amazing thing you were born to do. So I brought up to you guys a saint said, Saint Catherine, I believe, if you were truly living who you are, you would set the world on fire. And his 13th chapter is called Life-Altering Principle Number 7, The Slow Death of Not Being the Star. So one of his subtitles, Take Inventory of Your Current Distractions. I can raise my hand high in the air on that one because I do have some things that I do that distract me from being fully present in who I am, and you've called me out on that.
Yep. I'm working on it for myself, just so you know. I don't have it on lock.
No, and I think the realization that it dawned on me like a month and a half, 2 months, right around the time when my mom was sick and then she passed away, I just had this like, oh my gosh, I'm not fully living my potential. And I can still feel the way the energy was when I realized that. And then, of course, I get distractions that pull things away from me and just darn living of life every day. But focusing on, are you living toward your potential? I don't know if we ever truly achieve it, you know, all at one fell swoop. But at least working on it, like you were talking about paddleboarding.
It's so weird. I was trying my hardest to not bring it up again in this segment. I was like, this is like Steve bringing a person through the whole every single episode in one day when Kelly gets on that. She's like, now, Richard, you brought a paddleboard in every episode.
Yeah, but it's...
I'm joking, but it's exactly it. I was thinking it as you were saying it. I literally wasn't going to say it, but you said it. So now I get the get out of jail free card, Kelly. See, it was when you look across that bay...
And give them perspective. It's
away.
A couple miles.
It is, yes. You're looking across a bay where aircraft carriers and tugboats and speedboats and fishing boats and all kinds of things are going by. And we're going across it. And we don't even, like, bottom line is, when you look across, if you think to yourself for more than half a second, oh my gosh, that is so far.
You'll fall off your board.
No, you just don't want to go. Everybody who thinks like that tells my friend who owns the paddleboards, turn back around, I'll just wait for you or I'll take an Uber.
Wow.
But I and he and our other friend that went today have the ability to know it's that far and to know we're still going to have those boats, but just go, don't think about that part. Just do the next paddle. And in doing that next paddle, I'm telling you, it's this weird Zen thing. We get 2.5 hours of paddleboarding in before most people are getting up out of bed.
Yeah.
And there's all this weird situational awareness, literally and figuratively, because we're watching Navy SEALs train sometime, you know? And they're jumping off the aircraft and they're sitting in full gear, bobbing in the water, and one at a time going up, jumping off, next guy. And you're like, I don't have shit for struggles. This is white people, first world problems that I go through. This is nothing. Paddle the board and just don't even think about how far it is because you're just going to get distracted, like you're saying. But
yeah,
it's the one step at a time tortoise and the hare thing, but that's not sexy. The tortoise isn't sexy.
Oh, I think it should be because it is. It's not just working your arms and your core and your legs and getting to the other side. It's what's taking place inside of you that you carry the rest of the day.
Oh, when you're the paddleboarder that shows up and supercharging in front of the ferry that's coming to the dock, and people see you just going across, and they're like, oh, man. Now, at least the guy that's holding the bike on the dock is going, at least I got a bike, you loser. You know, they're when they're looking at the other person that just got right. their briefcase, I'm joking, but, you know, we just paddled across this thing that people are getting in pain like $9 each way to get taken across.
Oh, that's so funny.
And then we sit there, we have a coffee, and people are like, you just went across there? I'm like, yeah. What do you do? Like, well, and they see us, we're picking up trash and throwing out trash afterwards.
Not in too. The water, from the water?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's part of our training. Like, it's literally like we are obsessed with just that principle, kind of like you're going to get better by just focusing on the paddle. The star thing you're talking about, just being yourself, just being in that minute. Like kind of pulling his principle, what was it, 16 or 17? I just read it. I know it's close.
Seven. Principle number seven.
Oh, no, it's like chapter. It's like, chapter I think 13. Chapter 13 or something. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, that principle is basically, it's more or less talking about the same things. Why you mention your quote, right? Like mm-hmm. if you're not setting the world on fire. So in this small little thing of not getting distracted by how far that was away across that water and just sticking to the paddle, being in the experience of me being me and my buddy being himself and like all the three guys this morning, we got across there and it was all done. And we don't even – none of us were thinking about how hard it was ever.
So the part that's hard is dodging, getting run over?
Of course, yeah. Okay. It's all timing, like every part. Like that's what I mean by situational awareness. Even though it seems weird, like, oh, don't just think it's going to be this calm as you're going through the mooring and all the boats are just sitting. Oh, this is super peaceful. Oh, there goes a pelican. Now we're out past into the break.
Oh, you have to go over a break?
Well,
it's not that bad. It's just a wake from a boat?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the difference is when you have a boat that's bigger than like a battleship go by and – it's not a wake that's breaking like a wakeboard break, but it's like a mini wave at sea that's not cresting.
Okay.
You literally
roll?
I went up and down, and they're so wide and long
yeah.
that they each disappeared real quick beneath the wave. When I went up on one side and we all went down on different sides of the wave at one time, we couldn't see each other.
No way.
That's how big it was.
Oh, my gosh. And you're 6 foot tall.
Yeah. That's what I mean by you just don't think about that stuff. You just be you and you can light the world on fire. But if you're thinking about lighting the world on fire and how far away that is, good luck. You right. just want to turn around.
See, you know what comes with that? And it's the head tripping. Because I would trip, like, oh my gosh, I would start shaking and, oh my God, I'm too scared. I have to go back. I know I would because I would, oh yeah, the water, the big ships, the right. waves, that would just.
Just even the feeling of your feet being wet, but nothing else in your body being wet. That is strange in and of itself. Like, I know that sounds weird, but when you're going, I've never really been in this scenario where my body's totally dry and the bottom of my feet are getting wet.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
weird.
And then it's like, oh, you're constantly balancing because waves are coming from everywhere. And oh, now you're going by an area of rocks. And when the waves go by you, it's such a big boat. Guess what? They're going to be bouncing back. So now you're going to have them bouncing back off the rocks at you.
Oh, brother.
So sometimes it's better to go out farther so you're not getting the bounce back quick. So it's like this.
How many times have you done this?
I have bungee jumped 53 times.
Because
and I had never and I have never paddleboarded until about 3 weeks ago, and we've officially gotten in about 14-15 days in that 3 weeks.
Wow.
Once was 4th of July, where I probably was on that thing for 16 hours.
Really?
Yeah. Probably got second.
So why did you bungee jump?
Didn't realize it on my feet.
Oh, really?
The 53 times, it was kind of two. One of it, there's a funny story. One of it was this thing called Midnight Madness. Probably wasn't very smart. You paid a flat fee and you got to jump as many times as you could, which means we were running up as fast as we could and putting this harness. Like, so it probably wasn't very smart.
No.
But for a cost-reward ratio on how much we had to spend and how many jumps we got in, it was
definitely worth it. How many did you do that one time?
I think that night it was the it was a heavy majority. I think I got 19 in one night. 19 jumps.
So did your – I mean, just going and jumping – each time, did it, by the time you did 53, you're like, eh, this is easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, I'm not doing that either.
Yeah. Let's give Kelly a lesson real quick. She just texted us and said she's lost on the topic. You got to be yourself. According to Mary's thing, you live yourself. You light the world on fire.
If you are who you are.
Steve's principle in Steve's
chapter
book
13.
In chapter 13 is the life-altering principle of...
He's saying it from the negative standpoint, kind of the slow death of not being the star.
Right. So he's saying the opposite. So the slow death of not being the star is basically like...
She put snoring emojis on
that. That was back a couple episodes.
Okay.
Phew. We're going on 40 seconds. We got to close it out for her. So the point is you can't... You just got to go out and be you. Don't try to think about how far it is to get across something, how far it is to accomplish something, how far it is. Just go be you. And if you just be you, you'll light the world on fire. If
bam.
You slow death of not being a star, according to his, is basically like...
Letting distractions get in the way.
Yeah, and I think that's what the
low self-esteem.
I think that's what a what is the quote?
Fear.
A coward dies a thousand deaths, a hero dies just one. Because you're doing it over and over in your head and you're not even giving a shot. Get in and paddle, dog.
Wow. Sounds like Mary on one little subject. Just be
Let's
brave.
Rock out to this. Let's rock out to this.
What is your what Wednesday?
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olsher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that is help so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.